Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and my guest this morning is Mr. Gregory Douglas. We've interviewed him in the past, and we're going to have him on our programs again. Mr. Douglas has written a number of fascinating books based upon his interviews with leading people in our country who've either, of course, been here for a long period of time or have been brought to this country from elsewhere, as was the case of Heinrich Mueller, who had been the head of the German intelligence Gestapo. But be that as it may, the book we're going to be talking about today is called Regicide. It gets into the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Now, of course, the establishment media, which is controlled by the people behind the murder, does everything they can to belittle or marginalize or demonize anybody who talks about the fact that the Central Intelligence Agency was involved with the murder of President Kennedy. But certainly we've interviewed Colonel Marvin a number of times, and when he was sent with the Special Forces Assassin School, the members of the CIA openly talked about how the CIA had been involved in the murder, and I would stake my life on what Colonel Marvin says. Certainly, this was in the period within just a few months after President Kennedy had been killed back in 1963. He was killed because he didn't want to go into Vietnam, and they wanted to go into Vietnam as a great distraction, and with that distraction would come the transformation of America. Certainly reinforcing the laws that took God out of our schools, because we were to become a secular society rather than a Christian nation, to actually centralize all power with Washington, D.C., and, of course, to bring in the great society, this great socialist utopian experiment, which has failed so miserably today and now is bankrupt. And then, of course, during the Vietnam War, where the Supreme Court passed Roe versus Wade without any constitutional justification, and 50 million unborn children have died as a result of it. But Vietnam was very important, and John Fitzgerald Kennedy was an impediment, and there were many other reasons why he had to be killed, and they killed him, and they got away with it, because they control the media. And there are all sorts of books out there written to confuse you, hundreds of books. Well, this is a very authoritative book we're going to be talking about. It's called Regicide, and there's no question in my mind that the CIA was involved. After all, there was a trial. You never heard of it, but Chris, it was when Mark Lane defended Spotlight against a suit that had been brought by Howard Hunt, who had been named as one of the men on the grassy knoll. And Mark Lane actually convinced the jury that the government was involved, and they Sydney Exonerated Spotlight magazine. And Howard Hunt even confessed just before he died, according to his sons, that yes, he had been involved with the murder of John Kennedy. So all the evidence tells us what the truth is, and the fact that this truth has been suppressed all these years, and you realize that there really are people out there who can kill a president, regicide, and get away with it. Well, Mr. Douglas, where did you get your information? Who is this gentleman who confided in you the truth about what had happened?
Well, when I published the Mueller books on Heinrich Mueller, who was head of the Gestapo, who later worked for the CIA under Colonel Critchfield, and I got acquainted with a man named Robert Trumbull Crowley, who at one time had been deputy director of clandestine operations, which means what it says, very powerful man, and he had written several books on the KGB, and so he read the Mueller book and was very impressed with it, because he knew Mueller when he was working for the CIA. So he got a touch with me. We used to speak often. As a matter of fact, we were just publishing the conversations I had with him over a two-year period. And Crowley had all the information on the Kennedy assassination because he was one of the main movers in it, and he and Jim Angleton. So he said that if anything happened to him, he would leave the papers to me. So before he died, he had his son, Gregory Upton Crowley, send me two footlockers full of papers from his files that he'd been bringing home from CIA for years, and that's where the information came from that I used for the book. It was the basis of the book.
All right, fine. Well, what basically did he tell you, and what did you learn from the files?
Well, what I learned from the files was that they were never very happy with Kennedy because he didn't like the CIA. He saw through them, and they used to manipulate presidents and give them phony reports and fast talk them into various things. And Crowley was the liaison with business in the United States, the CIA's liaison with business. And business was very important. And if, let's say, for instance, in Guatemala, where the United Fruit Company was very powerful, they had a new president named Guzman back in the 50s. And his aim was, of course, that he wanted to nationalize the banana plantations. Well, they didn't want this, so they went to the CIA and their friends, and they said, oh, we'll do something. They told Eisenhower, oh, the communists are taking over down there. So he said, go ahead. So they overthrew the government and replaced it with someone else. And that's basically how it works. And Crowley was involved in those things. And it's a symbiotic relationship between big business in this country and the CIA and the White House. The White House doesn't usually know what's happening. They go on these reports. The PD, the President Daily Briefing, is usually concocted to slant. It's, you know, the president, if they want something done, they do it. And the main reason that they were after Kennedy wasn't so much that, but the fact that he was going to break the CIA up after the Bay of Pigs disaster, which he had nothing to do with, and that that was one reason. And the other one was that Kennedy Kennedy had bypassed the CIA so that he could contact Khrushchev and talk with him personally, rather than he through a medium, a man named Bolshakov, who was KGB head in Washington. And when the CIA found, when Jim Angleton, who tapped everybody's phone when he found out that Kennedy was somehow talking with the Russians.
Hold that thought, Gregory. We'll be right back here at the American Christian Network.
Years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Keene Research and Development at 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or a loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of those holiday spirits. That's from Barry and his family and staff at Keene Research and Development, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Keene Research and Development, 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle and have a safe and happy holiday season. Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? Well, make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, I guess one of Gregory Douglas, first he's talking about his opportunity to go through the papers of one of the key men in charge of operations at the CIA after this gentleman passed away. And so basically, one of the reasons that the CIA certainly wanted to get rid of John Kennedy was the fact he was going to break up the CIA, and there's no question he was furious with them after the Bay of Pigs debacle. Well, of course, I believe that was planned to fail from the very beginning, to give the American people the idea that, oh, shucks, there's nothing we can do about Fidel Castro. We're going to have to leave him in power. Whereas I know from having talked to the man who was in charge of the war room at that time, that they changed the location for the landing out there in Cuba for the anti-Castro forces just a day or two before the attack occurred. And they had the attack take place on the one area on the island of Cuba where they were assured that it would fail. I mean, it was the only place you could land where you knew that it would not succeed. They didn't want to succeed, be that as it may. And now, of course, the CIA faced a retaliation by the president, and not only that, but he was going around them, getting in touch with Khrushchev. He really thought he was running the country, and of course they ran the country as part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. But you pick up the story there, Mr. Douglas. So what happened?
What happened? You mean? Well, how did it? What the thing? I didn't. Could you repeat that again?
You didn't get into that.
I beg pardon?
You didn't get into that.
No.
How do they go about the...
You want the techniques of the assassination?
Well, basically, did they use CIA agents? They use contact agents?
No, they didn't use the CIA agents. They never do that. They have plausible deniability. When the CIA does things, they have other people who can be caught or shot, and they say, we don't know who that man is. I've never heard of him before. That's crazy.
Sure.
What they did was they used Jim Angleton. And Jim Angleton had lived in Rome in Italy for some time when his father was over there running the Remington typewriter business. And Jim was very, very well connected with the mafia, very well connected with the mafia, and, of course, the Mossad. And they tried to get the mafia to do Kennedy, and they wouldn't. They're not crazy. The mafia are very shrewd businessmen, and they wouldn't want the problems. But they got a group of people who are similar to the mafia but not connected. That's called the Union Corse. It's the Corsican Union. And they got a hold of them, and they were willing to do it. So they were basically Corsicans who spoke French. And so they lined up a team and brought it into Canada, because Canada, they have a section there in Quebec where they speak French, and they wouldn't be noticed. So they brought them in, and then they brought them down from Canada, and then they did the business. And the man who shot Kennedy shot him with a 233 NATO rifle using mercury-filled bullets. You drill the bullet out, and you, in the center, you put mercury, and then you put a drop of solder on that so that when it hits, the mercury expands very rapidly, flies forward, and blows up. So in other words, you hit somebody in the head, you kill them. That's not open to debate. And that's what they did. And then, of course, afterwards, for typical CIA business, they agreed to fly all these assassins out. One of them did not go with the CIA. He went off on his own, and he survived. But the other ones all disappeared and never been seen or heard from again. So it's fairly... Crowley said they were all feeding the crabs off Maryland, so I assume they threw them in the river the same place they did, like with Mr. Colby, when they got tired of Mr. Colby talking too much about their drug activities over there in Vietnam, why Mr. Colby went out for a swim and never came home. So that's how they really operate. We don't see this, and they have very strong control, and they still have control in the media. They have very good friends on the New York Times staff, and the New York Times has agreed not to run certain stories or to run certain stories. And on top of it, they also have very strong, nowadays with the Internet, they have very strong influence on the Internet. They have bloggers that they give weighted stories to. In other words, you run this story, and if there's some accident like 9-1-1 where there was some government plotting involved, why they conceal that by starting lunatic stories and spraying it all over the place so the public will say, what's that? They say, oh, no, don't look over here. This is what you want to look at. No, pay attention to that. So there's a lot of manipulation going on, and basically the only way you can really get information is from the Internet or from, unofficial sources, so to speak. You won't get it from the media. You will not get it from the American media. They print exactly what they're told to print, and they do not print what they're not told to print. And this is not some wild, conspiratorial thing. This is fact. If you... there was a forward base Falcon over there in Iraq. There was a terrible explosion. They were firing rockets into an American base, and they killed hundreds of people. And there was one mention of the United States. Now, it was all over European newspapers. It was on the BBC. It was on AFP. It was all over the place. Reuters had it, but not ever in the United States. Not one word. But we published that. We published a list of all the soldiers who were killed, and, of course, they never talked about that either. And I know there was the Deniat, the MV Deniat, for an Iranian ship, loaded with radioactive waste. All factual, it's not. And it was caught by the Somali pirates before it got into the Red Sea. It was headed for the eastern end of the Mediterranean. And the idea was that there'd be a bomb blast there, so all this radioactive material would go off. All over the European news sites, all over, it was on Pravda, it was on everything. Never once mentioned in the United States, not once anywhere. Thousands and thousands of people, millions of people, you got up on Google and looked at it, it was all over the place. Never saw it here because they didn't want to publish it. And there's a lot that goes on that we don't. For instance, the Chinese have been manufacturing gold coins, gold and silver coins, and flooding this country with counterfeit coins. Morgan silver dollars, Indian heads. Now it turns out they're forging U.S. gold bars and claiming they came from the U.S. Mint. Can we do anything about it? No, because we know about it. How can you tell that these gold coins and silver coins are fake? You weigh them. You can buy a digital scale from somebody, very cheap, $20. And gee, the Chinese gold coins weigh less than the American ones. That's because they use cheaper metals in them. Now, why wasn't the government doing anything about it? Because American business has extensive holdings in China. And they moved all of their businesses over there. Why should they pay union wages? And why should they hire young Americans when they can hire Chinese at 2 cents an hour? So they do that. And, of course, they moved vast amounts of business overseas. Huge job losses, and that's where it comes from. And they're not going to offend the Chinese by telling them that their coins are fake or that their children's toys are covered with lead or that just recently their cigarettes are counterfeit and have all kinds of chemicals in them that are very deadly. They don't talk about that. You won't see it very seldom in the American people. 35,000 American pets were killed as a result of them contaminated material in the pet food. I don't know how many millions of houses were built with plasterboard, wallboard, that contained contaminated material that made people sick when they were in the house. They'd have to tear the houses down. They don't want to talk about that. It disrupts the business, you see. And this
no question at all. The reason I do what I do is because we want the American people, at least a small contingent of them, to hear the story that they'll never hear through the controlled media. Well, now, when you got hold of Mr. Crowley's papers and wrote your book, was the CIA unhappy at all that you had access to this concealed?
Oh, they knew I had this because Crowley had several people. Mr. Trento, the writer on the CIA papers, agreed to take all of Crowley's papers. When he found there were huge holes in them, he asked the family where they went, and they said, we shipped Mr. Douglas some papers. So then, of course, they come after you. Now, they don't park in front of your house, some fat people with comb-overs and black coats. They don't do that. What they do is they have somebody call you and say, "Hi there, I'm a famous writer, and I want to put you on the cover of Time magazine, and we could come out and photograph you. By the way, do you have any interesting papers we could look at?" And that would be the last you saw the papers. They'd come out and take them away. You see, they have to see them first before they can break your door down. And they don't break the door down. They usually have a burglar come. It's called replevin. It's a legal act. What they do is if they think you have something, papers or documentation that might cause them trouble, and they believe me, the Crowley papers, and blast them out of the country, they will have somebody come to you. Now, I had a man come to me. I shan't mention his name not to embarrass him. And he laid $15,000 cash on me, and he wanted to get the papers. Of course, he didn't get them because he didn't sign a contract. And then he got upset, and I told him, "Why don't you sue me, and then we'll get the papers?" So he never did. And this goes on and on and on and on. And the German government got involved in this. I sued them and beat them in court. And, it's really entertaining. They're not very bright. And they think you're stupider than they are, which is not the case. So they don't come up and blow your house up or kill your cat or something. They just try to find some way to... Now, who wants to be on the cover of Time magazine? Who wants to be... we'll make you famous, yes. I could do that by, doing a lot of things. But they're not very bright. And they're frantic to get their hands on... Well, first of all, they don't know what he gave me. That's important. They don't know. And they now know he did, but they don't know what he gave me. And I've had so many people, they think I keep it in boxes in my living room, which is a very, very foolish thing to do. You don't want to encourage burglars. So you just put it in a safe place, and when you're ready to go, you publish it. And that's what I did with the Kennedy assassination papers. The book's full of documentation, and nobody's ever... There's been people said, we don't like that. It can't be true. Our government would never do that. And they say that, and they're welcome to it. But they've never been able to prove there's anything wrong. That's the important thing. They can say, Kennedy wasn't there on that date, or this person was dead then. And they've never done that because they can't. So, it's been entertaining, and I'm expanding it. We're getting into e-books now because hardback books are getting to be, people aren't doing that. And number one, it costs too much. And number two, it's so easy to get on the Internet and have someone send you a book, and there it is for a few bucks. You can look at it, and you can even print it out. Traditional things go. I know when they started building automobiles, they had buggy whip sockets in there. You couldn't use a buggy whip in a car, but people were used to them, and they used to put them there. And then that went away. So, you see, it's the same thing with books. The print media is dying in this country because the public doesn't believe it anymore, and the new generation is oriented to the Internet. So the Internet, and of course they can't control the Internet, and that's why they have these blog sites that they put up, so that you'll look at them and not what they, because they can't stop you. And it's kind of, in a way it's a game. It's too bad because the American people suffer as a result of it, because they have been victimized by the bubbles and so forth, and the manipulations that go on. And by the way, there's always a question one needs to ask. Where did Bernie Madoff hide his $68 billion? I know where he hid his $68 billion. It's in Israeli banks. And why don't they talk about it? Why? Because the Israelis say you can't have it. So they don't talk about it, because if the American public that had been ripped off by Mr. Madoff discovered that it was in banks, they'd say to the U.S., get it. The U.S. can't. so they leave it alone. They say, well, we don't know where it is. I think he spent it on Cracker Jack somewhere. It must have disappeared. We still know where it is. Of course they know where it is. You can't transfer that kind of money out of the country without going through the wire systems. And they know, but they're not going to tell you. It's the whole thing. It's all rigged. I mean, when I first heard that years ago, I thought it was conspiracy silliness. But as I've got more and more into it and began reading more and more official papers and talking to people, it isn't silliness. It's true. And that's it, basically. It's the same thing as Kennedy assassination. They got the idiot brigades out there. Oh, it was the man with the umbrella. No, it was crows armed with machine guns hiding in the trees. This is part of a big plot. It was the Illuminati. No, it was the Rothschild family. No, it was the Council on Foreign Relations. Actually, it was the CIA that did it. They blew them away. But there weren't very many. Pardon?
Go right ahead.
No, no. Who knew about this? Lyndon Johnson knew about it. He knew about it. He didn't have anything to do with it, but he knew about it. Before the fact. Abe Fortas knew about it. That was his bag man. Colonel Bevin Cass of the Marine Corps, that used to be the man that was the CIA sent down there.
Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with Mr. Gregory Douglas' book, Reads Aside.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way.
Through no fault of their own, many people may be hurting this holiday season. Do what you can to help by donating food, clothing, toys, or money to your local church, civic group, or favorite charity. Let's make this a nice holiday for everyone. That's from Terry and her fine family and staff at Teresa's Not Just Heroes at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594. Or stop in for great food and great atmosphere and a great staff. They're on the air because they care and are wishing everyone a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Gregory Douglas. One of the interesting things in the book is a list at the back of the book, a list members of the CIA, people who have been members of the CIA, or intelligence agents. And here's what was of special interest to me was the fact that in that list was a man from Santa Cruz, where I live. In fact, he was my next-door neighbor, had the office right next to me, a physician who was always taking trips for long periods of time, supposedly to go scuba diving. And well, I thought it was so interesting, his name was listed there, and when one of my friends mentioned to him that he turned ashen pale. People who work with the intelligence agencies aren't very happy about your publishing a list of their names, are they?
Oh, well, we just published a recent, there's an organization now, and you can find it on the internet. It's not fictitious. It's called INFRA, INFRAGARD. And it's a snitch organization. It's the exact parallel to what the Gestapo had. The unpaid informers. In other words, you don't like your neighbor. You think he might be a terrorist, or he doesn't like the government. Call the FBI. Now, again, you tell people these stories, and they say, oh, come on now, that's not true, or that's a conspiracy theory. It's on the Internet. Go look it up on Wikipedia. It's called INFRA, I-N-F-R-A, I-N-F-R-R. INFRAGARD. It's an FBI-sponsored and controlled organization. It's unbelievable. Someone told me about it. I said, oh, that's nonsense. I looked it up, and there it was. So we began investigating, and we published a list of over 4,000 informants. These are people who live in your neighborhood, your next-door neighbor, and they're also very interested in recruiting school teachers. Because then they say, gee, what did your daddy think of the president, or What does this happen? Little kids talk and say, well, Daddy said this, and this is not a good thing. And it's open. It's not a hidden thing that you can't find. It's up on the Internet. You can see it. So there we are. And if it wasn't for small stations like yours, comparatively small, and the Internet, well, the public would know nothing. And they would be led down the path and milked. When they get finished with them, they knock them in the head and have them for dinner. That's the way they view us, like sheep. You see, we're sheep.
Well, now, whereabouts is that list? You say you have you published it? Somebody else?
I certainly have, and anybody that wants to look at it can get. It's up on. What they need to do is just to write. If it's permissible, I'll give you the email address.
You go right ahead.
Okay, it is. They need to do is to write to me at T is in Tom, B is in Boy, R is in Robert News. That's tbrnews@hotmail.com, and we'll line them up with this kind of stuff. We have lots of that stuff we put up, and they don't like us very much. And, sometimes we say something that, no two people agree on everything, but the idea here is that the public has been led down the road by the governments, and the governments are controlled by businesses. They're not controlled by foreign powers. They're not controlled by mystics who live in caves in the Himalayas. They're controlled by businessmen. And right now, the businessmen are unhappy because they had a bubble, and the bubble broke, and millions of people. For example, the mortgage business. If you think that the mortgage bubble was an accident, you're wrong. It was deliberately done. They had all the local little mortgage agencies all tied up. They went out and picked up people like, Latino American garbage collectors and so forth, who don't make any money. They'd lie and say they were brain surgeons on the pay, and then they would get a mortgage. Then they would sell the mortgage to the middle-level bankers, who knew perfectly well that these people couldn't afford to pay when the mortgage payments went up. They'd sell that to the big, big boys like Lehman Brothers and so forth, Goldman Sachs, who in turn gleefully sold them to German banks and to foreign banks in Qatar. They all knew, and this is a tip for your listeners, in many, many jurisdictions, not all, if you are up for eviction, you can't pay your mortgage, the law says, and it's up to the judge to interpret it, that you have to have the mortgage holder in court, not a representative or his third cousin's uncle who knew something. The mortgage holder, and in many cases, and I've been instrumental in doing this, and I don't get a dime out of it, they can't find the mortgage holder. And in one case in Ohio, it's been 2 years and they can't find the mortgage holder, so they don't throw the person out of the house. In some cases, they've got to keep their houses. So that was a ripoff, a deliberate, willful, malicious ripoff. And they, I hate to use vulgarity, so I won't, but they have done terrible damage to people. They haven't done it because they want to do damage to them. They've done it to make money. And the last administration, the Bush administration, was hand in glove with these people. It was a massive fraud. It was not accidental. The bubble just didn't accidentally go up on its own. It went up because the mortgage people did it. And see, the idea is you get the mortgage and you have an interest only for maybe 10 months or 20 months or 10 to 15 months. At the end of that time, instead of paying $200 a month, you pay $2,000 a month. That was the selling point to the bigger banks. Look, oh, this man's only paying $200, but boy, in 10 months now he pays $2,000. Look at your profit. Of course, the man had no money, and they throw him out of the house, and then the house sits there, and someone comes in and steals all the plumbing out of it. So it caused the entire situation. It's not over yet. There's still millions of unemployed people, and yes, the stock market's coming back. Isn't that wonderful? That means they'll be able to manipulate it some more. But the unemployed kids used to be able to get out of high school and they could go to work for a blue collar guy, you know, like Ford or General Motors or something. They don't have that anymore. It's all over in Manila or Bangladesh somewhere. They can't get jobs. They don't talk about that. They say, oh, look, the Standard and Poor Index is up 2 points today. Isn't that wonderful? Lehman Brothers just made more money. But that has no effect on the American public, and that's just kept quiet. They talk about things like, it's like, never mind the fire over there. Look at the horse. Isn't that a beautiful horse? See? That's what they do, and the media loves to do that. Or, oh, there's a cat caught up in the tree. Or they had a wonderful time with the earthquake in Haiti. I'm sorry that happened, but that was a good excuse. There were some economic problems. Oh, look down here, and there's nothing on the feet. Of course, what could we do? Nothing. So that's the end of it. I mean, they love to do these things, and if they can't find a legitimate thing that they can talk about and keep our attention elsewhere, why, they'll invent something. And that's the end of it. I mean, that's unfortunately the way it goes, and that's symptomatic of what happened with Kennedy. Kennedy was not to be controlled by them, and when they found out that he was going around behind them and that he was doing things, and he, for instance, wars are profitable for some people. They're not profitable for the dead. They're not profitable for the company, the property that's destroyed. But, oh, the Halliburtons and the Cheneys and all those people get rich when there's a war. So they have wars. And the generals say, yes, sir, we need 100,000 more troops. They'll never win in Afghanistan. It's impossible. No one has. The Russians, who had a much bigger and better-equipped army than we have, were defeated by them. We're not going to win. One of the reasons, one of the Russians said recently, one of the things they would help us with in Afghanistan with their expertise on it, if we would destroy the opium crop, because 56,000 Russian kids died of heroin addiction, heroin overdoses last year, and it came all from opium poppies. The U.S. said no. And that was it. That was the end of it right there. There was no discussion. They were not going to help eradicate the opium fields. Why? Because we make money with it. Some people in this country make money.
I'm afraid that's right. We'll be back in just a moment with Mr. Gregory Douglas right here on America.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. We'll be right back. Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Well, and here our guest, morning, Gregory Douglas. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Mr. Douglas, he's always a fascinating source of information. And certainly the book Redesigned gives you an excellent overview of the Kennedy assassination. And, of course, the information Mr. Douglas got from the papers of a man who was deeply involved with the assassination, worked for the CIA, and still apparently has those papers.
And, yes, I certainly do, but not in my living room, I can assure you of that.
I'm sure you don't.
They wouldn't be here very long, and there'd be broken glass from one of the windows that got knocked out. No, that doesn't. But the thing is, you see, the CIA started out, let me point this out, in 1946-47, Harry Truman did not believe the Army. The Army invented stories. They came up with material. He didn't believe them. So he wanted an organization that would cull information from around the world so he could look at it on a daily basis, see what's happening here and there. And that's how it got started. They took former members of the OSS and the other people, and they put them together. And in the beginning, they were exactly as any organization is like that. They were idealistic. They made an effort to be effective. They were unquestionably patriotic, even by my standards. They weren't. But then they became powerful. They became bigger. And anybody that would get in their way or try to tell the president something they want to hear, they'd push him out of the way. And then they formed contacts with big business and other people. And big business said, no, never mind. By the way, I don't know if you know this or not, or if your listeners know this, but the CIA were the ones who put Castro in power in the first place. Because Batista, who was in Cuba, wasn't giving them enough money. He was very corrupt, and there were casinos down there run by the mob. And so the CIA wasn't making any money. So they said, we'll get him out. And some idiot put Castro forward. Castro was an intelligent man, and somebody apparently didn't do their homework on him. Once they got in, they said, oh, my God. Well, they're not going to admit that. It's called plausible deniability. That's why they have burn bags. They put all this information in bags and burn it so you don't see it. And the more powerful they become, the more entrenched they are. And they have an immense power in this country, in the sense that they have control in the media. Now, the CIA has a very strong influence with the Associated Press. Now, think about that. You pick up a San Francisco Chronicle, you pick up the Times-Picayune down there in Louisiana, and in most cases, the international news will say AP, which means they don't have reporters in Moscow, in Beirut, here in London. They have to use the Associated Press, so the news comes through that, the choke point. So in every paper in the United States, and very often most of the news that's read over the TV comes through the Associated Press. Now, big papers like the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, and once the Chicago Tribune, but it's disintegrated into an ad, a real estate ad, mag paper. These papers can't afford to keep reporters everywhere, so they rely on the Associated Press. The simplest thing to do is to go to the source, and the CIA did, and they bought it out through their friends. They control it. And if they don't want a story out, it just won't get printed. they don't come to your house and shoot you. They just don't print the story. They ignore you.
Right. And, hold on just a moment. We do have a caller. Who's calling in?
Morning, Dr. Stan and Mr. Douglas. It's Kevin from Colorado. How you doing?
Doing fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I'm just wondering about Final Judgment by Michael Collins Piper. He seems to say that Israel's behind everything. Is there any connection
Mr.
there?
No, Mr. Piper, I know Mr. Piper, and he, if there was a toothpaste factory fire in Bayonne, New Jersey, he claimed that Mossad was responsible for
okay.
it. And, you know, the Mossad has been responsible for a lot of things, but let's try to keep it sensible. Mr. Piper makes a living accusing the Jews of everything, and I don't agree with Mr. Piper at all. You know, he says that the Mossad killed him, and Mossad did not kill Mr. Kennedy. He said, "Oh, Meyer Lansky killed him." Well, I don't know. Why doesn't he have the Rabbi Timmerman come down and blow him away? I mean, no, I disagree with Mr. Piper because what he says, you can't prove it. He just says it sounds good, but I don't believe it for a minute. If you show me proof, I'll believe it.
And I would agree with Mr. Douglas. I know Mr. Piper's work, and I totally discount it because everything is a Jewish conspiracy, and it just isn't true. Anything else?
No, first of all, there is no ideological bent with the CIA. They're not ultra-right-wing. They're not Christian. They're nothing. They're businessmen. They make money. And they have friends in big business, and a big business wants us to go into Mexico and seize the gold mines. Well, that's what we'll do. But the president will be told, well, you see, Mr. President, there's an evil group in Mexico, and we must save the gold mines. There's a very good movie, which I recommend to anybody who's listening. And I recommend the movie. You can get it from one of the it's called Wag the Dog.
Yeah,
it's a satire, but it's so realistic.
Right.
Believe me, I've been in the game, and I know that that thing is as close to the truth as you're ever going to get. And it's not a joke. It's meant as a humorous movie, but it's not funny because it's true. That's how it's done. It's all rigged. And what you see in the newspapers or on television today is somebody's point of view. Now, if there's a natural catastrophe that has nothing to do with anybody, why, then you get the truth. But if it's something that these agencies and people who want do, then you see their point of view. And the Internet, of course, shows you something different. And the government would love to get its hands on the Internet, and then it would have control, because they had control of the media, the television and the print media, but they don't have it anymore. People don't read very many newspapers. The New York Times is losing maybe subscribers, and that's a good paper, by the way. I don't disagree with it. Some of its policies I don't like, but these papers are getting slimmer and slimmer and slimmer, and they're desperate. But you see, the public is moving. It's a trend, and these people don't understand it, and they're trying to buck it. They're going to the Internet, and there is a... I'm going to tell anybody that's listening, it's all on the Internet. Now, there may be the nut fringe over here, there may be something else over there, there may be a CIA site here, but it's up there. If you know where to look, you can find it. There's more information up there about, let's say, Alexander the Great or Stalin or Roosevelt than you'll ever find in any library. It's an immense amount of it. It's a treasure house, but you've got to know where to look.
Amen. We're out of time, I guess.
I beg pardon?
Mr. Gregory Douglas, thank you so much for being with us. I'll talk to you real soon. Thanks so much.
Burr Center takes this opportunity to remind area drivers the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you do take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you all a happy season. The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, and Mr. Douglas, of course, was talking about his book, Redesign. We have it in stock. We think it's an excellent book. And as I say, it enlists the members of the CIA, former intelligence officers, and here's my next-door neighbor. I wonder who he was watching. Well, anyway, we live in a very dangerous world. InfraGuard, incidentally, is a very real organization. They do have their agents out there, and they're watching you. Well, we have a number of things going along with that. We have a DVD called the Surveillance Society, and we recommend that. We certainly have my talk on the planned police state. That's the planned police state. We have a syllabus that goes with that. We have certainly our four tape set on concentration camps. We have, of course, a concentration camp special that includes DVDs. And you'll actually see the congressional hearings where Congressman Jack Brooks tries to bring out the fact that there really is a plan in case of a national emergency to suspend the Constitution and round up American citizens and put them in concentration camps. You need to have the information, and you need to help us get it out. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have Alex Jones, great new DVDs on the fall of the Republic. We have one on Camp FEMA. That's Camp FEMA, which we recommend. You need to have the information. You need to help us get this out across America. Freedom is lost when good people are not involved. There really are wicked people working at the upper echelons of our government, intent upon transferring the wealth of the American people to other nations and impoverishing the American people. Of course, to validate that that is the master plan, you need only to read the Earth Charter. It's up available on the Internet. You can't get it, and ask for it. We'll be glad to send you a copy. And there in point 10A, written by the nephew of the wealthiest man, the most powerful man in America, David Rockefeller, they call for equitable distribution of wealth, not only between within nations, but between nations. And that's why we're transferring our manufacturing and our jobs and the wealth of the American people to China. And while America has to borrow $5 billion a day to meet our expenses, we still have plenty of money to give to China and to other countries, and we're guaranteed the loan so China can build nuclear power plants. We just can't build them here in America. Does that make any sense? I know my secretary was saying that in her daughter's school books, they say, well, nuclear power is fine, but it doesn't work because why? Of course, you don't know what to do with the fuel rods. Well, gee, they ought to do what everybody else in the world does. They recirculate them and use the fuel over again. Every other country can do that. But a lie told often enough tends to be believed. And they're telling our children, oh, nuclear energy is fine, but what do you do with this spent fuel? And they never mentioned that for 50 years they've simply recycled the fuel rods. They're using education to distort reality. And that's your job, is to have the information and help us to get it out. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. And Bill Bundy, may the Lord with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium.